Working harder is a trap. I really want you to sit with that because I know it doesn't sound right coming from me, who is sitting here with six podcasts to do today, but it's true. And I'm going to prove it to you with my own life in real time while I'm sitting in the middle of trying to figure shit the fuck out. You do not get to your potential by adding more hours to a strategy that was never designed to get you there in the first place. You get there by working backwards. You pick the goal, you get specific about who you have to become to hold it, and then you work backwards from that person to figure out exactly what has to happen, and more importantly, exactly what has to stop happening. Most people skip that second part entirely. They just add. They add shit, more hustle, more hours, more busy work, and they call it commitment when it's actually avoidance. But the effort's gonna fool you into thinking you're actually doing something. Bitch, I am watching myself do this exact transition right now. I'm about to tell you what it's costing me, what I'm terrified to let go of, and I'm inviting you to watch me possibly burn out in real time so you can learn from my mistakes before you make your own version of them. Hey, you guys, welcome to Listen Bitch Podcast. If you're new here, I'm Brandi Lynette. I am the Voice Authority Podcast Coach. Your mess is your message, your potential is your purpose. And the truth is, you need to get the fuck over yourself and go build some shit. And I'll be honest with you today in a way that is a little uncomfortable, because I think you learn more from watching someone actually do the hard shit than from another episode telling you to do it. And I feel like a lot of times I talk to you guys after I'm through it. Bitch, I've been in the arena so hard this year that there isn't one part of me that you should ever look at my life and be like, wow, you're lucky you have it all figured out. Shit's really going for you. No, I'm fighting for my life. I'm transitioning one of my shows from a once or twice a week to a full-time show. I know God's been pressing it on my heart for a while, and I've just been ignoring it, dodging it the same way I did the interview show. I keep finding reasons that the timing's not quite right. It is time, and it's scary because it means more responsibility. It means more research. The podcast that is going full-time is a job. And I already know myself well enough to know I'm going to want to hold on to things I need to let go of just because they're familiar. Before we go in today, you know, this episode is brought to you by Super Patch, and we're talking about Zen because working backwards requires the kind of cognitive clarity that busy work never asked of you. Zen supports that cognitive balance and decision making. It is drug free, it's made in the USA, it's fiber tactile technology working directly through your nervous system. I always keep a link in the show notes. This is the trap that most everybody falls into, and I mean everyone. And I say that, bitch, because I'm standing in the middle. And with every interview show or every interview I do on what makes you special, it's just reinforced. I see the pattern. You have a goal. It's real shit. It's shit that actually matters. It's something that would genuinely change your life and the lives of others if you got there. And instead of getting specific about the goal and working backwards from it, you default to the only strategy you've ever been taught, which is do more. Wake up earlier, add another task, say yes to another thing, fill up every hour, prove your commitment through sheer volume because volume feels safe and it's measurable. And if anybody's watching you, it looks like effort. The problem is that more effort in the wrong direction does not get you closer to the goal. It just makes you busier while you drift further away from it. And it feels like progression, it's progress because you're exhausted, and exhaustion has been sold to you as some kind of proof of dedication. You're just depleted every night and you think at least I'm trying so hard without ever asking whether the hard trying was actually aimed at the shit you say you want. Busy work is the most sophisticated form of avoidance there is. And I know because, much like self-sabotage, I am the queen of busy work. It looks like the opposite of avoidance, right? Nobody accuses a person who is working 80 hours a week of avoiding shit. But you could work 80 hours a week entirely inside the task that keep you safe and familiar while the actual shit, like your real goal, your actual calling, the specific hard work required to become who you need to become, that shit sits completely untouched. I know because I watch myself do it and I'm watching myself resist letting go right now. I'm doing it. I am sitting in here. I am busy from the minute my eyes open to the minute I go to sleep. And there's so much busy work that I'm holding on to as a comfort. But this is the method, and it's simpler than the trap, which is exactly why people avoid it. Okay, simple is not the same as easy. This is the thing. You start at the end, not the goal as like this vague wish, the goal made specific. Not the like, I want successful full-time show, but this show doing this work, reaching this many people, requiring this level of research and depth and consistency. You get precise about the destination first because you can't work backwards if you're in a fog. Then you ask, who has to exist to hold that? That question. I avoid that. I'm asking myself that this week. Who has to exist? Not what do I have to do? It's who do I have to become? What does that version of me who already has this actually do with her mornings and her energy and her attention and her no? What do I not do anymore when I reach that goal? What am I not going to do because I don't have time for it and it doesn't serve who I have become? Not building a to-do list. That's not what we're doing. You're building a person. And then you work backwards from that person to the actions that would actually produce her. And this is where, for me, what I know to be true, it gets uncomfortable as fuck because working backwards always reveals a list of things you have to stop. Not just things you have to start. My full-time show, the one I'm building now, requires more research, more depth, more of my actual mental real estate than any of my current projects, which means other stuff has to go. And I feel myself right now, I'm telling you right now, I'm not ready. I'm like, fuck no, I could do it all. I could do it all. I feel it. So, like, I have this awareness of like, bitch, you gotta let this go. And then there's the stubborn version of myself who can't fucking listen the first time, who is just holding on to shit that needs to go. And it's not because it's important, it's just because it's so familiar to me. And I put in so much time. It's familiar and it's been my safety. It's been my security. And it feels better to me than the unknown territory of the bigger version of me. That's the fucking game. That's the game. Get specific about who you need to become. Work backwards to find out what does that bitch do and what does she not do? And I've seen the glimpses. I've seen the glimpses of like, okay, this God is showing me this is gonna be big. God is giving me the glimpses. He is showing me, pushing me, nudging me towards what he wants me to be doing. And I feel the bigness of all of that. And I think of all the things that can't follow me. And it's terrifying. And then we have to have the courage. It is courage. And I don't know what else I need. I'll let you know on the other side of it. But currently, right now, I just need the courage to actually stop the shit that I don't do. Even though every fiber of me is going to fight to keep everything, because letting go again, it's like familiar and it's a loss. Like, it's a loss. And I'll say in this season, feeling that loss, like having my son at boot camp in the Marines and knowing like he's about to be on a fleet and on assignment for the next 5 years. My 16-year-old is growing, just it's going fast. Time is going fast. I went from being a mom of six to it feels like overnight I only have two babies left at home. Okay. So I am in the season where I feel like I'm losing so much. And it feels like that, even though I know I can logically say, like, what I'm losing in business, it was never going to take me anywhere. It's not going to take me anywhere. It's not where I would put my focus. Not where I would put my focus. But in the season, y'all, I am clinging because I'm fucking human. And anybody that's going to tell you they haven't been through this side of the arena is full of shit. And there is a reason, okay? Like, I know there's a logical reason busy work feels so good. I love my busy work. And there's a reason that letting go feels so hard. And I think once we understand it, it helps. It helps so that you can catch yourself the way I'm trying to catch myself right now, where I can logically, again, use my brain and say, listen, let's just pause for a second. Busy work generates like frequent, small, easy wins. Busy work, answer the email, check the box, cross off the task. Every one of those things I do, I get the dopamine hit. I'm like, ooh, that feels fucking good. I got big X's on my calendar. I have small X's in all the side boxes. It's fucking ridiculous. You get this little reward that tells your brain you accomplished something. Working toward a genuinely big goal, especially a goal that requires becoming someone new, offers far fewer of those easy wins and a lot more uncertainty and delay and discomfort along the way. Your brain, given the choice between a guaranteed small reward right now and a very uncertain large reward later, obviously it's going to choose the guaranteed one because that's how the reward system is built. That's why busy work can feel more satisfying than the moment, like in that moment, than the actual work that matters, even though it's quietly stealing the years you're meant to spend on something bigger. Damned if we do, damned if we don't, right? Letting go activates a different system entirely. It's the one that's built around loss aversion. And when I've held on to things I've held on to for so long, that loss aversion is very ingrained in my brain. So my brain is weighing losses more heavily than equivalent gains, which means giving up something familiar, even something that is not serving me, it's registering as a bigger threat than the potential upside of the new shit that I'm working towards. This is why I can know intellectually that certain tasks and commitments need to go to make room for the bigger calling. And I still feel my whole nervous system resist physically. My body's like, fuck no, we're not letting go. We're in robot mode, bitch. Everything's resisting actually letting shit go. And I'm not a weak ass bitch, okay? I'm gonna say that my loss aversion is just so deeply ingrained in my soul. It's doing exactly what I've evolved it to do. And it's treating the familiar as safety, even when the familiar is what is keeping me small right now. Some things that help, and I'm saying this because I want you to go through this with me. And yes, you're probably going to have this intellectual awareness as well. So it's like we say the things for a while, but it's still going to take me some time to comprehend, okay? Name the specific loss out loud. Instead of letting it stay vague and looming, when you say precisely what you're giving up and precisely why, your prefrontal cortex, the planning and reasoning part of your brain, gets to weigh in instead of letting the more primitive loss aversion response run the whole show just unfucking challenged. That's part of why I'm doing this episode out loud instead of like fighting through this privately, holding myself accountable and kind of naming it makes it more real. And real shit can actually be decided on rather than just endlessly, anxiously avoided. Like you can't pack for two completely different trips into the same suitcase and expect either trip to go well. You can't do that, right? If you're going to the Colorado mountains where I just sent my son, you need boots, layers, you need a coat. If you're going to the beach where we're staying in Michigan, you need sandals, sunscreen, something light. You try to pack for both at once into the same limited suitcase and you end up with a mess of mismatched gear. Half of it wrong for wherever you actually land, and all of it taking up space that should have gone to what you actually needed. Your life is the suitcase, and it has limited space, no matter how hard you try to convince yourself otherwise. You could go to the mountains, you can go to the beach, you cannot pack completely for both trips at once and expect to travel well to either one. Right now, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to keep the old suitcase packed for the smaller version of everything I'm in the once or twice a week version, while also trying to pack for the full-time version that God is calling me towards. And it's not working because this shit needs different gear and different space and different weight allowance. Something has to come out of the suitcase for all the new shit to fit in here. Isn't that God's whole thing? Is like he wants you to be able to let go of shit so he could give you the big reward. There's a meme I saw years ago. I share it every time it comes up in memories of a little girl standing in front of Jesus and she has this little tiny teddy bear and he wants her to give it up. And behind his back, he has this really huge teddy bear and she's scared to let go of the little guy. But if she does that, she gets this huge teddy bear, right? That's me right now. I see it too, bitch. I'm looking at it and I'm like, damn. You are a stubborn asshole. Like, come on, babe. Like, when am I going to understand that God is calling me to it? He's going to get me through it. And whatever I let go of, he's going to bless beyond measure in multiple blessings. I'm stuck. And I just keep trying to pack for every version of my life at once. the safe one and the called one, and I can't get that bitch to close. I cannot close the suitcase, maybe because I'm losing weight and I can't smash it down like I used to, but bitch, it's just not closing. It's not closing because the truth is it can't hold both. We have to decide. I'm asking you to come with me. We have to decide where we're actually going to fucking go, and then let's take the rest of the shit out of our suitcase that doesn't match the trip we're taking. And that's what I see. I see this in you because it's what I do even while I'm doing my own version of the work right now. I see you working incredibly hard and quietly wondering why the hard work hasn't produced the life that you picture. You're not lazy. You've just been pouring enormous effort into busy work that feels productive because it's exhausting. While the actual specific thing would move you towards your calling, it just sits untouched because it's scary. We don't get that same certainty there. It's less certain than the task you already know how to do. I see you. You already know somewhere, just like me. You know underneath the noise exactly what needs to go. You know which commitments are the ones you're only keeping out of familiarity. You know which habits belong to a smaller version of yourself that you've already outgrown, and I see you resisting letting them go anyway. The same way I'm resisting it in my own transition right now, because the letting go of the familiar feels like such a heavy loss. It's such a loss, and I'm like, God, why? Even when what you're losing was never actually taking you where you say you want to end up. And I see underneath all of that, I see that you're capable. You're absolutely capable of becoming exactly who you need to be to hold the bigger shit. And I know that because you're listening to my show. I see that the only real obstacle between you and the version of yourself is the courage to unpack the suitcase and stop packing for two trips at once. Capability is never the issue. It's just the willingness to let go. If you recognize your own busy work trap in this episode, send it to the person you know who is exhausted and still not any closer to the shit they actually want. And then I want you to go look at your suitcase. Make sure you guys subscribe. Leave a written review. It takes less than 3 minutes. Elijah, after the miracle at Mount Carmel, one of the greatest victories of his ministry, ran into the wilderness exhausted and told God he wanted to die. God did not respond with another assignment or another task to prove his faith. God just let him sleep twice, fed him, and only after that rest did God ask him the question that mattered. What are you doing here, Elijah? And Elijah answered with his busy work resume. I have been very zealous for the Lord. I alone am left. Everyone is trying to kill me. A whole list of effort and exhaustion and how hard he'd been working. And God didn't argue with the resume. God told him to go stand on the mountain and pass by in a great wind, an earthquake, a fire, and God was not in any of them. God was in the still small voice that came after. The busy work, the wind, and the earthquake, and the fire, and the loud proof of effort was not where the actual instruction was. The instruction came in the very quiet after the noise had passed, and it required Elijah to stop, to actually stop and listen instead of continuing to point at how hard he's been working as evidence he was doing the right thing. And I've been thinking about that story in the middle of my transition because I've been very zealous. I am very busy. I'm very good at pointing at how much I've already been doing as evidence that I'm serious. And God is asking me the same question. What are you doing here? Not what have you been doing? What are you doing now in this moment with the actual calling in front of you? The wind and the fire were not it. The still small voice, the specific instruction to go build the shit he's actually calling me to, that's it. And it usually only shows up once you stop pointing at the noise long enough to listen. You've got to get specific about the goal, not a vague wish, a precise picture of who you need to become to hold it. What does she do with her time? What does she need to do to hold the foundation to be able to face all of the responsibility that comes with the bigger version of herself? What she already has let go of. Make the list of what has to go. Out loud, on paper, be specific, not vague guilt about being too busy, just a real fucking list of the exact commitments and habits that belong to a version of you that you're trying to leave behind and unpack the suitcase. Pick one thing on that list this week that and actually let it go. One thing, you guys, we could fucking do one thing. I'm doing it too. One thing, I'm gonna let go of one thing. And I think the first thing that's going is my Listen Bitch support group on Facebook. Oh my gosh, I said it out loud. That's what needs to go. It just takes up, it's busy work. Let the space exist for what the bigger calling actually requires. I'm doing this in real time. I'm in it. I'm struggling like a motherfucker. Okay, I'm in the arena. I'm getting my ass kicked. This is real life. Some of y'all bitches are going to come out on the other side of this and be like, wow, what the fuck does she do? Holy shit. Well, this is it. I didn't have a great time. I didn't have a great time. Being stretched and molded is not comfortable. And I'm happy to share this with you guys. I want you to watch it happen. 'Cause who knows? I might crash and burn a couple times before I get to the other side of this. But one thing I can promise you, one thing I know to be true, and I don't know shit in this world. I will get the fuck up every single time. I will get up every single time. And I think you're going to learn more from watching me actually stumble through this shit than me getting to the other side and giving you this perfectly packaged lesson where you don't think I can understand where the fuck you are or what the price is. Three podcast shows, and I'm taking a second one full, third one full time. God's been asking this of me. And I've been finding every reason to wait, every reason to push it off, every reason to just think, no, I'm not qualified. I'm not deserving. I'm not the voice. You know how many people are on my Facebook page right now telling me I am not a Christian? I cuss. I have tattoos. The judgment is real. It is crazy. But you know how many people are sitting in a church pew right now, not speaking up, keeping their sin quiet and private and pretending that they have it all figured out? Those people never made space for me. And how many people out there are like me in the real fucking arena, willing to say we're getting our ass kicked with big feelings and big hearts and a lot of love to give, that want to fucking make a difference? That's it. It's, I can't argue. I'll never be deserving, but he called me and he called me worthy. It's time now. And it is so scary because you guys, it asks so much more of me, more than any of my other shows. Way more research, way more responsibility, carrying that really heavy shit, more of my actual self on the line, putting myself completely wide open as a target for hate. And I already know I'm gonna want to hold on to the shit I need to release for a long time purely because it's familiar. And I'm telling you that honestly, I'm not gonna pretend this is gonna be clean and easy. I am kicking and screaming. I'm gonna fight the shit every step of the way. It's not gonna be clean and easy. If I burn myself out trying to hold both suitcases at once, I want you watching so you can learn from me instead of learning it the hard way in your own life. You could do anything and everything you want in this life. That's what I know. You can do and be and become anything and everything you want in this life, but you cannot do anything and everything and become everything you want to be all at fucking once. And I've always been that person. I will do it all at once. I keep trying to prove that wrong. 10 years later, I'm like, bitch, I'm going to prove you wrong, whoever you is. And guess what? I can't close the fucking suitcase. And I know you can't close yours either. Working harder inside the wrong strategy is not commitment. It's avoidance. It just looks better. The real work is getting specific about who you need to become, working backwards to find out what she does and doesn't do, and then have the actual courage to stop the shit she does not do while every familiar, comfortable part of you fights to keep them. Stop packing for two trips. Decide where you're going. Unpack what belongs on the trip you're not taking. Let's get out of the shit. Spiral together, okay? I am done doing this alone, and I know you are too. You guys check the show notes. They're always available for you to get resourced with everything I have. You could check all my shows out there as well. If you want to know what show I'm going full time with, that is Faith and Fire, God and Country. And it's not for the faint of heart. If you don't want to be called out in a lot of love and truth, it's not the show for you. But however, if you see the world is a dumpster fire and you just want some common sense and a little bit of truth, The Bible is the guidebook, okay? It's the guidebook, and it comes out a lot on that show. So I love you guys, and I will see you tomorrow.